We turn now to another long and thoroughly American career in letters. This week's edition of the Flint Hills Express in Howard County, Kansas, carried the last column by Rose Nix Leo. Ms. Leo died on July 4th. She was 108 years old and believed to be the oldest journalist in the United States. Rose Nix Leo wrote her first newspaper story when she was 17 years old. It was about a prairie town and a place which could still be a lonely and lawless frontier. In 1977, at the age of 83, she began writing a weekly column called Rose's Last Scrap. She kept writing the column until she was 104. Of course, Kansas by then had become a soft and greening place. Rudy Taylor is the publisher of the Flint Hills Express, and he's at the studios of member station KWGS in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Taylor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What did Rose Nix Leo write about all those years?
Rose Leo wrote about the people that she knew in a rural community where they worked with their hands to till the soil and raised livestock, and she seemed to see something in them that I think most writers might overlook, and that's their passion for life. And, you know, she was a woman who didn't even have a formal high school education and yet spent her entire lifetime writing what we in the rural weekly newspaper business call country correspondent columns about little happenings in small towns.
She called her column Last Scrap, by the way, Rose's Last Scrap, from the, I guess it's the Gospel of John, mm-hmm. where Jesus instructs his disciples after the multitudes have been fed to gather every last scrap. She has a column that is titled, Of What Value Is the Last Scrap?, where she says, I am a last scrap person. I save every scrap and give my imagination free rein to design some useful purpose for the throwaways, which I hoard all the time. Trash to some is often highly valued by others. For instance, 75-year-old handmade quilt bearing family use, worn and mouse-chewed. Ethel, being an ingenious person, claimed it was just what she wanted, so by clever imagination, design, a bit of thread, skilled hands, and industry, she fashioned Jolly Teddy Bears, which are soft, washable, durable, cuddly, a delight for any child. This last scrap may be considered trash. Who is to decide?
Boy, that's vintage Rose. Yeah. Rose Leo was rare. I'm telling you, I read a lot of small newspapers, and I don't find any other writers like her.
She was a school teacher for a number of years before she got married.
And, you know, she taught with only an eighth-grade education and taught in a one-room schoolhouse. Didn't teach for a lot of years because most of her young life she spent with her husband, actually following a team of horses, tilling the soil and farming, all the time still writing her country correspondent column.
I want to ask you about one of Rose Leo's columns called Time. It's the shortest one that I read.
Yes, I'm very familiar with it. It's a six-line poem, actually.
Yeah.
Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice, and for those who love, time is eternal. How beautiful.
That's a pretty good investment of six lines, isn't it?
It certainly is. She had a way of writing that made you want to stop after every other sentence and write it down, or put it on the wall, or buy a billboard and put it up.
Can you tell me, Mr. Taylor, how long ago, do you know how long ago, under what conditions she wrote her very last column to be run when she died?
No one really knows, but it was recently. She left it with one of her best friends. And I have a feeling that it may have been a year or so ago, because I know that in the last few months she was really having problems. But, I mean, after all, she was 108 years old.
Yeah.
But I also know that age 104, they had a big reception for her and a formal hanging up of her column pin. And her columns on that week were just as good or better than they were when she was a young woman. She had more energy in her writing than a lot of writers do at age 30.
She has a nice litany where she says, you may thrill with me in the marvel of the incoming tide and the mystery of its receding. I will bend to meet you in the swaying of ice-covered branches on a storm-filled night.
And then goes on to say, I will make your heart leap with the bursting cadence of a marching band. I will caress you with a gentle breeze and flood you with the flaming sunrise. and bring you the peace in the gold of after sunset.
Then she says, these thrills and activities were a part of my life. Now they will become a part of the good earth. Nothing is ever wasted. It may change form as it is recycled over and over again. What a nice thought.
It really is. And she was a woman who talked often about getting a lot of slumber, she referred to it, and that if your life is not to the point that you can go home and slumber at night, then you need to change the priorities in your life. You know, she didn't preach at all in her columns, but you got that feeling when you read it. You wanted to hang up a lot of the irons that you have in the fire in life and get back to the simple life.
Mr. Taylor, thank you very much for bringing us some of this stuff. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Rudy Taylor is publisher of the Flint Hills Express in Kansas, and he joined us from the studios of member station KWGS in Tulsa.